Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Shad and I are now getting an update from US Gold Corp, traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol USAU. We are chatting with the founder, Ed Carr. Now, Ed, we chatted a lot in our past conversations about the CK Gold Project in Wyoming, the near-term production of it, and the move through consistently de-risking this project. Recently, there's been some news on the company's other projects, so that's where we're going to focus here. A bit more exploration focus, some of these projects. Let's follow up on a news release that came out May 26th that focuses on the Chalice Gold property in Idaho. It says the company's moving towards a plan of operations. I understand there's a historic non-current resource here of right around 313 ounces of gold in the inferred category. Bring us up to speed on Chalice, where this stands, and what work could happen here this year for the company.
Yeah, thanks, Corey, and thanks so much for having us back on the show. It's great to be here and talk a little bit about our exploration projects. So Chalice is very prospective for us. Our chief geologist, Ken Coleman's done a lot of work out here, been boots on the ground. And as you pointed out, we did put out a recent press release talking about our plans at the project. And the real key here is first to get this permitted. Chalice, located in the state of Idaho, fantastic state for mining. We're in a great location with the Chalice Gold Project. We're very, very close to Revival Gold's Bear Track Project. So if your listeners know where that is, not too far outside of the city of Salmon. There's other great projects in Idaho and in the area like Stibnite, Perpetua Resources. You got Coors, a couple gold and silver mines, Delamar, Black Pine, Thompson Creeks, Molybdenum Mine, et cetera. Chalice, as you pointed out, Corey, it has a historic non-current 313,000-ounce gold resource at a decent grade of about 1.22 grams per ton with a low strip ratio. And this is all in one small section of the project called Johnny's Point. There's been a lot of historic mining. These old miner 49ers, when they were coming across the United States, they saw the potential there at Chalice. And I tell you, the old boys, you know, they didn't get out of bed for less than 1 ounce per ton. So they mined it out a little bit, and we think there's real upside potential. But this is on U.S. federal government ground. Our claims, it is actually U.S. Forest Service. So we are revitalizing a former plan of operations that was started. We want and need to get this approved. So we're hoping that these permits can be approved sometime this year, I think hopefully by the late fall. And then as soon as they are, we can be designing our exploration plans and get some drill rigs out here to really try and increase the overall size of this potential resource.
Now, what further work has to happen here, Ed, outside of obviously getting the permits and being able to drill there? What needs to be done to further isolate some of the drill targets?
Yeah, last year we put out a press release where we did a district-wide soil sample at Chalice. Ken Coleman has actually picked up a lot of rock samples. He's walked the project pretty extensively with our director, Bob Schaefer, and our CEO, George B. They've all been boots on the ground. We probably would like to do some additional geophysics this year, and we can get out to the project and do it. Look at some gravity surveys to just start tightening up some of those targets. And Ken Coleman's got a real idea on the structures, the geology. You know, we know where this 313,000-ounce historic resource is located. We think we're already starting to put together in our minds what the exploration plans and drill targets will look like this year. So certainly that would get refined in some further soil samples and geophysics.
Well, Ed, you know, you have a lot of exciting work lining up for Chalice, but I also know you have a lot of work lining up for your other three projects in addition to Chalice. So I saw in the news release you'd mentioned some potential JV interest, and it seems like that may make sense because this could be a pretty large resource by the way you guys are looking at it. But you have so much work going on other properties. Has there been interest in JVing, or do you see yourself developing this or partnering with a larger company?
Yeah, there has been interest, and thanks for pointing that out. That's why we mentioned that in the press release. We've had a bunch of incoming unsolicited groups asking us about the Chalice project and would we be interested having someone else take a look. So a couple of those groups are currently under NDAs. They've been in the data room, and Ken Coleman is currently organizing trips to get them out there so, with some boots on the ground site visits so they can really see the potential. When we look at would we partner up with someone on a joint venture for Chalice, certainly if we feel that it's a deal that is economically beneficial for the U.S. Gold Corp shareholders, we would definitely entertain that. And we think there's real substantial upside here. In fact, one of our directors, Bob Schaefer, he's done pretty extensive work here. He thinks this could potentially be several million ounces of gold, of potential. So I think with a little exploration drilling and some additional work, we'll have a real good feel. And certainly doesn't help. As you mentioned, we have four projects in total, three great exploration projects, of which Chalice is one. So if we could bring in a partner, help them out, and really concentrate on our Keystone and Maggie Creek projects, that might make a lot of sense.
Okay. And as far as Keystone and Maggie Creek, I know you've put out some releases recently about Keystone and that you're moving forward with some of the exploration work there. We haven't really touched on that as much in our prior interviews. So could you bring our audience up to speed on the big picture at Keystone, what you're looking at and what work you're going to be working on for the balance of the year?
Sure, I'd love to. So Keystone is really, in my opinion, our flagship crown jewel exploration asset. Number one, you look at the address. This is Park Avenue Real Estate. We are just 10 miles south of Barrick's Cortez Hills Complex on the Cortez Trend. So you've got a pipeline, the Cortez Hills mine and complex. You've got Gold Rush going into production right now. 4 Mile, ET Blue, new discoveries. This is a very, very prospective area and trend. So Keystone looks amazing. We've been hard at work at it. The project is big in size for us. It's district scale, about 20 square miles, 12,000 acres, in total 650 mining claims. So we do have an approved plan of operations at Keystone for up to 200 acres of disturbance. We did just increase our bonding to move from 50 to 100 acres of disturbance. So we have plenty of room for this summer exploration season. And we've done a lot of work, over the years, from consolidating the district, getting all those claims. We mapped the entire district. We did a lot of geophysics. We did soil samples, geochemistry, and of course, drilling. And so now at Keystone, we are really honing in on specific target areas like Keystone, Greenstone Gulch, and we think we are very, very close to discovery success. So we're trying to go after, a big deposit here, most likely a deeper sulfide target, and these can be big. If you can hit one of these Carlin-type deposits and you can drill into a high-grade feeder zone, it could be very exciting just knowing who our northern neighbor is.
So, Ed, when will you be drilling there at Keystone? Because last time we chatted, you did have the plan of starting to drill in June.
Yeah, I think June, we're in June right now, and June is certainly a little aggressive. Keystone, I believe I told you guys last time, the one issue the challenge we have there is the topography. So Keystone's at altitude, very mountainous, mountain peaks and valleys, and so it really gets snowed up. We have to let those snows melt, which they have now. But a lot of the access roads, these are dirt roads that we need to bring the drill rigs into. And, it's a long distance. It's a big project. So you go up the main road and you're bringing your drill rig in, 4, 5, 6 miles to ultimately get to the drill pad. And a lot of those roads right now are just too muddy. You can't get the drill rigs in yet. So we need it to dry out. Fortunately, it's been pretty warm, been pretty dry, and it's going to dry out pretty quickly. We'll bring in the bulldozers. We'll do the earthwork. Ken Coleman has really been refining the targets and where he wants to go. So probably use some of our old existing drill pads. Now with our new 50 acres of disturbance, we can build some new roads and build some entirely new drill pads. For instance, in Greenstone Gulch, it has never been drill tested. It's an area of the project that has never seen a drill. So we certainly want to build a road, build a drill pad, get out there and get drilling. I think July could probably see a lot of our dirt work And hopefully, touch wood, certainly a forward-looking statement, but maybe by August, you know, we can start drilling out there at Keystone. And we're very, very excited about it.
Okay. Let's also quickly touch on the Maggie Creek project. When we chatted at the beginning of May, the company was drilling. You gave us a quick little status update there. What else can you tell us about how that exploration is progressing at Maggie Creek?
Yeah, so we finished the first hole at Maggie Creek. As you guys know, the exploration business, certainly the geologist and Ken Coleman's been right there on site watching that core come out of the drill rig. Been very, very encouraging. We went from the upper plate to the lower plate. We have all the right signs in the core. Looks really, really prospective. However, it all comes down now to the assay results. So the first hole at Maggie Creek's completed. That was a vertical hole. Now we are drilling a angled hole off the exact same drill pad. So we are currently, as of the first week of June, drilling that right now. We'll probably TD that hole by mid-June. All of that core has been on the first hole, has gone off to the assay labs. I would think maybe by the end of this month, by the end of June, hopefully early July, we have some assay results coming out of Maggie Creek. It looks really prospective, but we just got to wait for those assay results. And I tell you what, guys, as you know, we're so close to Newmont's gold quarry, big, massive operation, that, again, if we can hit a drill hole at Maggie Creek, I think it gets very, very exciting for the U.S. Gold Corp shareholders.
Well, Ed, you guys really have a lot going on at all four projects. So it looks like you're going to have a very busy summer. Could you maybe just summarize for investors the key catalysts they should be looking for as far as your news? What's coming down the pipeline? What are the main things investors should be looking at?
Yeah, so really the catalyst going forward towards the end of June, early July, let's say early July, the pre-feasibility study report coming out of the CK Gold project in Wyoming. I think that's a huge catalyst, could really give us a big valuation re-rate. A lot of institutions are going to be watching for that. So that's number one. Number two, sometime early to mid-July, you're going to have drill results coming out of Maggie Creek. Again, the core has looked prospective, but we got to see what those results look like. Number three, be drilling at some point out at Keystone. If we're drilling it August into September, you're probably looking at assay results October to November. Again, if we can hit a drill hole there, it'll be very, very exciting. And finally, exploration plans and programs at Chalice. That's probably something, you know, mid to late fall of this year. And we'll put out more press releases on our Chalice exploration programs as we get a little closer.
All right, Ed, appreciate this comprehensive update. Again, just a look at some of the exploration projects within the company's portfolio of projects. The company is still moving that CK Gold project forward in Wyoming. I will post a link to the U.S. Gold Corp website so you can get up to speed on any of those projects. And if any of you have any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, or email shad@kereport.com. Ed, I appreciate the update. Keep us up to date on future news, and we'll follow up.
Will do, guys. Thanks so much for having us.